There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Now, the video of the day, the one that everyone is discussing in our office anyway, and I'm sure once you see it, you'll be talking about it as well.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying.
I gasped when I saw this video.
I just kind of recoiled in disgust.
Do have a look at it. It's on the Dubai Facebook page right now, Dubai Eye Facebook page. It's a video of a tourist, a woman, doing something in a hotel pool that I've never seen anyone doing in a hotel pool before. She's sitting on the pool steps with her legs in, just in a little bit, like maybe up to half calf. And she's shaving her legs in the pool.
Just nasty.
But she's not sneakily shaving her legs. She is openly shaving her legs in the hotel pool. It's a disposable razor. There's stacks of people in the pool while she's doing it. Go and have a look at this video. I've tweeted it as well from @OffAirSteph. Would you have said anything, Emma, if you'd seen her doing it?
I think I probably would have. I'm the kind of person that would go, excuse me, that's a little bit unhygienic and nobody needs to see you doing that. Please go up to your hotel room and, beautify yourself.
Do it in the shower, love.
Exactly.
The girls who were filming this video are hilarious. Their accents, like really deep Southern American accents, really make the commentary on the video to this. I chuckled along. They're so entertained. People have gone to town on it online, of course. Comments like, imagine the inadvertent gulp of water that sometimes happens when you're swimming with all that shaved hair in it. There's some kids swimming around her and they've got goggles on and they're going under the water like they're just playing.
Horrible. It's just horrible.
Other comments like, I will never swim in a public pool again. I realised one day, long ago, that the public pool is just one giant cool water bathtub and everyone treats it like that. I've never seen such grocery as I have in public pools. I'm even wary of swimming in a friend's pool because I always have to ask myself, would I take a bath with this person?
They kind of have a point with that one, to be honest with you. I think one of my favourite comments is, it's amazing how little she cares about the people around her, yet still feels the need to shave her legs.
Yes! It's a bit of an oxymoron, that, isn't it? Like, I don't care if they see me doing it, but I need to have my legs shaved, really. I'm out in public. Wouldn't be right not to.
It's bad.
But off the back of this, right, hotels have taken the opportunity to tell us what else we do that's annoying to them.
Okay, go on.
Which is great. So one hotel manager said it's the growing trend for people wearing pyjamas down to hotel breakfast.
Oh, no.
Now, let me ask you, what is wrong with having pyjamas on at your hotel breakfast?
But it's just, I don't know, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I've gone down for a hotel breakfast and I've just, dumped on a pair of leggings and a top with a pair of UGG boots and I've gone super, super casual. But I would not go down in my sleepwear.
I would.
Would you wear a onesie?
Yeah, have done. Have done in the past.
Have you?
In fact, we joke about this at home because sometimes I will wear a t-shirt, like today, say I will wear a t-shirt, and then I'll wear it sleeping at night time, and then sometimes it'll stay on. So we call it day to bed to day wear in our house.
That's brilliant. I love it.
If you can save washing it, it's great. This hotel manager, he said, instead of throwing on a pair of shorts and t-shirt, these holiday makers are helping themselves to the self-service buffet in flannel PJs, dressing gowns and slippers. Disgusting.
That's just lazy. Just
I don't
lazy.
Think anything wrong with that? I think it's absolutely brilliant. Hey, let us know today, 4001. Is there anything wrong with going down in your pajamas to get a buffet breakfast in a hotel? Is that outrageous? Am I the only one that thinks it's okay? Also, what do you think? Shaving the legs in the pool, would you have gone over and said something? Or would you have been like, do you know what? Each to their own. Go and watch the video. Tell us what you think.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
So next up, you know we talked about the craze of the holidate yesterday. That's where you turn up at the airport, you haven't met the person before, and you go on holiday together and it's your first date.
Terrible idea.
Well, in the not too distant future, certainly in our lifetime, you might not need to meet at the airport because you might be meeting at your nearest Hyperloop station. Excited about the Hyperloop?
I'm very excited about it. Being shot along in a tube at ridiculous speeds sounds like awesome fun.
You know, I am quite surprised when I think about it that it hasn't happened sooner.
Mm.
And let me throw something at you to tell you why I'm surprised about that.
Go on.
Did you know that the first commercial flight on an aeroplane took off in 1914?
Wow.
So you got that. And then, 104 years later, they have invented a faster way to travel on planet Earth. However, you got to think Russia launched the first human into space 47 years after that first flight in 1961.
Wow.
So we managed to get into space by 1961, yet it's taken till 2018 to think up an idea of how we managed to get around faster on Earth.
Well, it's not really new, is it, when you think about it? The tech, has been around for ages. Because remember the old ways they used to send money around? You put the money in the little shuttle, in the shuttle, and you put it in the vacuum tube and off it goes.
At the till in the supermarket.
Yeah, that's basically the idea behind the Hyperloop, similar concept.
Yes, but we're the ones that are going to be stuffed in instead of the money.
I know, it's scary.
Yeah, so Richard Branson, he's been talking about the Hyperloop, and he predicts that short-haul flights will be driven to extinction by the advance of Hyperloop technologies. He claims that the system could be carrying its first commercial passengers in India within 3 to 4 years. Will you make the jump instantly to Hyperloop, or do you enjoy flying on short-haul flights? Because I quite like flying on the short flights.
But I'm thinking the Hyperloop could be a lot cheaper.
Cheaper?
Cheaper and more environmentally friendly.
See, I think it's going to be way more expensive at first.
Do you?
It'll be a novelty and everyone will want to do it.
I don't know, because when they were talking about cost-wise to do the one from Dubai to Abu Dhabi, they were saying it would be about like 100 dirhams.
So do you think short-haul flights are going to die? Are we calling this?
Yeah.
They're gone?
I think so.
That's
and
it?
So, you know, it's better for the environment as well. Go underground as opposed to in the air.
What's going to happen to all the planes?
Well, it'll reduce sky traffic, that is for sure as well.
No, but the actual planes?
I don't know. Oh, convert the old planes into homes, as some people have done.
In the desert.
Ooh, that would be a great idea.
That would be amazing. We could call it Plane Ranches.
Come on. Where have we gone? Tangent.
Don't tell anyone about that. Write it down somewhere. And we'll bring it out at a later date when they're like, going, what are we going to do with all of these planes? One of the comments underneath this story was really interesting. Hannah said, there's always going to be some game-changing mode of transport a few years in the future, according to Branson. Shame that his glorious future never actually arrives.
Aww.
I was thinking about this. So I guess she's talking about SpaceX, Richard Branson's foray into space tourism. And it does look like that is coming along, you know. Just a few days ago, Richard Branson told the BBC, I'm going for astronaut training, I'm going for fitness training, centrifuge and other training so that my body will hopefully cope when I go into space. He's going to go.
Is he?
He's going to go. He says, instead of doing one set of tennis every morning and every evening, I'm doing two sets. Is that the richest thing anyone's ever said?
I'm going to do tennis training to train me to be an astronaut. Yeah.
He's also going kiting, biking, doing whatever it takes to make him as fit as possible. So we are 4 years on from the passenger rocket ship, Spaceship One. You remember this in the news, Virgin Space Program. It exploded, it killed a pilot, it left the other one seriously injured. This year, the ship's successor, which is called the Virgin Galactic Spaceship Two, completed its first supersonic test flight, which went well. It was actually an interview with the BBC this week with Richard Branson. And he claimed in this interview, he said, we're talking months away, not years away. It's so close. There are exciting times ahead.
It is exciting. It is exciting. You've got the other guys in there as well. SpaceX, funded by Elon Musk, is in the same space race. And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is the other man in the race as well. See, I like the way Jeff Bezos does things because he does everything on the quiet. Elon Musk is all very shouty, I'm doing this, yeah, and all the rest of it. But Jeff does everything on the down low. Because remember, he went and did the, was it him that did the balloon into the atmosphere as well, and he did it completely on the quiet, and nobody knew about it until he'd done it.
Till we could see the video.
Mm,
I like that. If it comes down to funding with winning the space race, it's got to be Jeff. This is where we get business breakfast on you. Be careful, it's happening right now on the ticket. Jeff has got 20 times the amount of cash in the bank as Branson and is liquidating more than $1 billion a year to invest in his space company, Blue Origin.
Wow.
He's number 67 on the Forbes rich list, Richard Branson. Jeff said that his own timetable was to put humans in space at the end of the year or the beginning of next year. But some people don't believe that this is the same race. So you've got three people in this race. You've got Richard Branson, who was coming in at number 361 on the Forbes Rich List, had given a few rich guys a few minutes of free fall at a time. That seems to be what he's focusing on.
Yep.
Then you've got Jeff Bezos, who is at number one on the Forbes Rich List, richest man in the world. He is working on an affordable space flight for the 2020s. So he does want to do that as well, what Branson wants to do. But he's got these big orbital vehicles he's working on with his company. And he said this week that millions of people are going to leave Earth for lunar colonies within decades. How exciting is that?
It's very exciting. Doesn't surprise me in the slightest either.
Decades. Like, I'm 38, nearly 39. So by the time I'm 50, there'll be people living in lunar colonies.
Would you go if you had the chance, Steph? Would you go?
No.
Really?
I'd want to see pictures.
Wouldn't want to go.
Speaking at the International Space Development Conference, Jeff said that that moving populations and heavy industry to solar-powered outposts in space was the only way for our planet to cope with the strains of rising energy demands and growing populations. He said, we'll have to leave this planet. We are going to leave it, and it's going to make the planet better. We're going to come and go, and the people who want to stay, like me, will stay.
Or those that have no choice.
Yes.
Will stay.
Because again, how expensive is it going to be to leave and live somewhere else like that?
Could you not have a space lottery? Oh, you've won the lottery. Off you go. Yay.
Will it be more like London prices, or will it be more like, I don't know,
lunar prices?
On the outskirts of Ethiopia, that kind of price? I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know. But it's all very exciting, though.
He said that the remaining human settlements on Earth would be zoned for residential and light industrial use. Jeff thinks that the moon is the most convenient place to go. So you know how Elon Musk wants to go to Mars?
Mm.
Jeff's like, nah, the moon is good. The moon is reachable in 2 days with the right rocket. Now that is an acceptable trip to me, 2 days.
Yeah.
It's almost like train travel, that, isn't it?
It is. It's okay. That's fine. 2 days.
Couple of overnight sleepers.
Not a problem.
You're not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Space food. Wouldn't want to eat it for more than 2 days. It looks disgusting. My dad bought me some back once from the NASA headquarters when he went on a business trip when I was a kid. Took it into school and shared it with people. It was naff. It was really, really, really horrible. So on to Elon Musk. Number 67 on the Forbes Rich List. His focus is getting mankind to Mars. He's just about knocked the Russians out of the commercial launch business.
Mm.
He's given other people a headache with this. But who do you want to win out of those three?
It's really hard. I'm loving the fact that kind of, you know, competition is good. They're all pushing each other to come up with new things. But I would like to say Elon, but I really do like Jeff a lot.
I like Jeff.
Yeah.
I think I want Jeff to win.
Yeah, I agree.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.